moment, Senator.
All right. Hello?
Senator Holland on one.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Glad to hear you.
Glad to hear your voice. Thought you looked well the other night.
Thank you, Spencer.
I'm calling about something that may or may not be my business, but it's my deep concern. And that is as to how our friend the Vice President is apt to rule on this matter that you and Nixon ruled differently on. He in advisory ruling and you in a very finely stated and I thought completely unassailable ruling on the issue. I just want to say this. We're troubled enough down our way. Same man that I won over by 435,000 votes 2 years ago is now governor down there as a Republican by a winning vote of 160,000 the other way. And we just got one trouble after another, and it looks to me like this would sort of break the camel's back if Hubert should leave his chief and leave you and leave what is so clearly the path of reason and logic in this matter. I think that not only we, but from what I can get it, all others of the southern states would just be in hopeless position. That's the political side of it. Now, as to the actual legal side of it, it seemed to me so clearly that your position and the brief drawn by for you by the parliamentarians simply unassailable. And it's interesting to note that the people who offered these two pending resolutions in their opening sentences each made it clear that this is a constitutional question, just as clear as a bell. Javits in a supporting statement did the same thing. So that it seems to me that both by right and by expediency in politics, that it would be completely unforgivable if Hubert ruled that other way. And I just thought I should pass that on to you because I think you're looking at every angle of this problem and you realize some of the difficulties we've had down our way and some of them that we're going to have right on, I fear. Fortunately, this new Republican governor is proving to be the ass that I predicted he'd be. But I don't know how long that'll continue. He'll learn something as he goes along. At any rate, I've said just exactly how I feel about it, and I just can't conceive of a breaking of ranks at the highest command on this issue that wouldn't be disastrous. I'm ready to answer any questions you might have, but I've said my piece.
Appreciate your call, man. I haven't got any, and I just hope everything goes well with you and Mary.
Well, I'm just adding one more thought. I hope you'll assert yourself in the thing, because we all know, I remember our discussion coming home to Jacksonville one night, and you, George, and I were talking. The other boy, though well-intentioned, is unpredictable. We know where some of his inclinations lead him. This is a dangerous place, a dangerous time.
Yeah.
All right, Brad.
Thank you.
How's everything with your family?
Just doing fine. I'm sitting here talking to an old friend of yours, John McCone, from his CIA days. He's just in from Los Angeles.
Well, I understand that he's gotten to where he can breathe free now and doesn't have to worry about government.
Well,
congratulate him on that, will you?
I sure will. He's talking to me about the supersonic, and he and I just talking, and I ask his pardon while I talk to you because I always enjoy hearing from you, my friend, and getting your suggestion.
Thank
you a lot.
I'm terribly serious about this.
I know that.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.